Thank you, Kaja, for this kind introduction. Let me introduce our first speaker today. It's Azuka Takatsu. She did her PhD at the Mathematical Institute in Tohoku University, and she's now an associate professor at the Department of Mathematical Sciences in Tokyo at Tokyo Metropolitan University. And her research is many fields, differential geometry, and also probability theory and stochastic processes, and measure integration theory. And her talk today is on, oh, sorry, I just closed the window where I had the information. Sorry. maybe Azuka, maybe you can state the title of your talk yourself.
Okay.
Sorry about this hiccup.
Okay, thank you for kind introduction. Today, I'd like to talk about, okay, this title, so change the coefficient of conditional entropy in extensivity. So main topic is entropies. And also as an introduction, so mainly I'm working on differential geometry, and in the beginning of this century, there was very big progress for the notion of lower rich curvature via entropies. So at that time, I don't know what is the entropy and I don't know the definition of the entropies. So I checked some references and I found the Hinchin's axiom. Today, first, I'd like to introduce the Hinchin's axiom. Then I discuss the its possible generalization. So today I'd like to consider the entropies, and entropy is a function on the space of probability measures. And in my talk, I only consider the probability measure on finite state space. That is, let Pn be the let Pn be the set consisting of n-dimensional vectors whose all elements are non-negative, and this is a probability. That is the sum of all elements is equal to 1. And now I consider the property of Hinchin's. So he showed this theorem 1957. So this is a characterization of the Boltzmann-Gibbs entropy. Let S be a function on the disjoint union of Pn over N and assume that the following four condition holds. So following condition is continuity, maximality, expandability, and extensivity. So first one is continuity. So this is just continuity. So because Pn is a subset of Euclidean space, then continuity induced with respect to usual topology. And the second one is maximality. This means that the maximal of the function is attained by the uniform measure. This is maximality. And the third one is expandability. This means that if there is no mass, then there is no energy. And the fourth one is extensivity. This is a generalization of additivity. So let us consider the probability matrix. Here, I is 1 to m, and j is 1 to n. And assume that Tj is the sum of Pij from I, over I. It's always positive. For such a P, we have the following relation. The value of the function at large P equal to the value at probability vector with this quantity. So assume these four conditions. Then Hingjin shows that there exists positive constant lambda such that this function coincides with the Boltzmann entropy up to constant. That is, SP is given by this quantity. So this is the one characterization of Boltzmann-Gibbs entropy. So, and as I said, this condition is called extensivity, and extensivity can be regarded as a generalization of additivity. To see this, let me give an example. So let us consider the example to roll two dice. So one dice is xn, and the other one is xn. And the value of the dice of xm is 1 to m. And the value of xn is 1 to n. So we roll the dice. And let us consider the probability. And I denote by Pij the probability of event that the value of xm equal to I and xn equal to j. This is the probability. So I denote by such a probability by Pij. Then, okay, here is the Pij. And then next I consider Pj. So what is Pj? In this sentence, Pj is the probability of the event that the dice, the value of the xn equal to j. And finally, I consider the probability, this one. That is Pij over Pj. This is a conditional probability. Of the event xm equal to I given xn equal to j. And if each event are independent, then this is the probability of xm equal to I. Here, if both events are independent. And if both events are independent, then this is just PI, P1, then PI. And this does not depend on J, so this is just equal to 1. And then, so capital, the value of S at capital P equal to row vector and column vector. So this is additivity. So if we consider the independent event, then this is extensivity is good conditions. But if two events has some correlation, then we can consider it is better to modify these conditions. Indeed, theory modify extensivity as follows. He change this coefficient. So what is conditional entropy? This is conditional entropy. And he changed this coefficient to its Q's power function. That is he consider some power function. Sorry. And here Q is some positive. If Q equal to 1, then this is the original definition. And in this sense, in this case, the functional is Boltzmann-Gibbs entropy. And if Q not equal to 1, then the function coincides with this form. And this is called Tallis entropy. And we denote, I denote by this entropy SQ. And when Q tends to 1, this recovers the Boltzmann entropy. So I denote by S1 the Boltzmann entropy. So first, Hingin provides a characterization of Boltzmann entropy, and then Sayuri changes the coefficient into the power function. So now I consider to modify this coefficient to more general functions. And to let us, so first I consider the function on the space of probability measures, which satisfies the condition 1, 2, 3. To do this, let us consider the function having density function. So this is my theorem. So first, let us consider a density function S, which is continuous on the closed interval 0, 1, and C2 on semi-open interval. And assume that second derivative is always negative. And the value at 0 equal to 0. And define the function on the space of probability measure by as follows. So for example, if we consider SP, small s is minus R log R, then this is a Boltzmann entropy. And if we consider the functions of such a power function, then this provides the Thales entropy. In this case, we notice that S satisfies the condition 1, 2, 3, that is maximality, continuity and continuity, maximality and expandability. So continuity follows from this condition. And maximality follows from this condition, that is concavity of S. And finally, extensivity follows from this condition. And let us consider the generalization of extensivity. To do this, I consider a function defined on open semi-open interval S 0, 1, such that F satisfies the generalization of the extensivity. So when we consider Boltzmann entropy or Thales entropy, here the coefficient is the power function. In this case, I consider more general function, this form. If assume that if there exists such a F and S satisfies this condition, then such a f such possibility of f is only power function. Then this means that S equal Boltzmann entropy. That is okay. S equal to S1. Here is S1. Or Thales entropy. That is S equal S cube. This implies that Boltzmann entropy and Thales entropy are somewhat special. Indeed, when we consider the characterization of lower Ritz curve via entropy, Boltzmann entropy and Thales entropy can be regarded as extreme. So this theorem suggests that when we do something new, then it is better to construct a model theory for Boltzmann entropy and Thales entropy. So this is my theorem and that's all. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Thank you for this interesting talk. You have finished well in time because we started a bit late. So thank you also for that. Are there questions or comments? Or maybe we can switch back to the full screen, or you raise your hand. That's even better. Yeah, raise your hand officially with Zoom. Yes.
Okay.
Please, Christina.
Hi. Thank you for your talk. I would like to ask you. You have used a discrete probability to construct entropy. Are your results valid also if you use a continuous probability distribution function and you construct a Gibbs entropy? And my second question is, you call your discrete entropy, the first one, Boltzmann entropy. Can I interpret this also as a Shannon entropy?
Yes, Boltzmann entropy is, Boltzmann gives Shannon entropy.
Okay, so your result is valid also if you use a continuous probability P of X instead of a discrete?
Yes, entropy. Of course. So of course we can consider the So when we consider Ritz curvature or something, of course we can consider the continuous entropy. And usually,
you can share your screen again.
Sorry. So then usually this is just defined by, it's some function rho is given by some rho. Okay. Rho omega of some probability measure or on the Euclidean space, just rho x of, s, rho x of dx over something. We can consider continuous case.
Thank you.
Sorry, I missed your first question.
Oh, you answered it already. It was on Shannon entropy.
Okay, sorry.
Are there further questions? Okay, Subhati, please.
Yeah, so just a question on you made a statement about this Boltzmann entropy and the Salis entropy being extrema. I didn't quite understand in what sense. I'm not a mathematician, so, forgive my ignorance about this, but I would be curious about it because we also think, in the quantum context, these extremal points become very important. They correspond to pure states and things like that. But of course, you're talking about a classical probability distribution. So I'm just curious in what sense these things are extrema. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your question. So if we consider, so in differential geometry, there is a curvature called Ritz curvature, and we are interested in a lower bound of Ritz curvature. And this is differential geometry. We need some differential structure, but recently, Sturm, Roth, and Villani show gives us some notion of differential rich curvature without differential structure, where we use the some convexity of Boltzmann entropy. Boltzmann entropy. So this is their theorem, but moreover, this is equivalent to some convexity of some entropy belongs to some classes called DC in displacement infinity. This is displacement convexity class. So then, of course, Boltzmann entropy belongs to this class. So then, it is easy to see that this direction, because Boltzmann entropy belongs to this class. But if we only show the Boltzmann entropy, then for all entropies, we have convexity. In this sense, Boltzmann entropy is extreme. And Thales entropy is also similar. But in this sense, Boltzmann entropy corresponding to Q equal to 1, and Thales, in the sense of Thales entropy, this is a DC 1 over 1 minus Q class, and but same as this notion.
Thank you, thanks.
Okay, so we have one last question. Maria, please.
Hi. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. This is a very interesting talk. I'm a physicist as well. And in my field, we use relativistic hydrodynamics to model the expansion of a fireball a system that is created in the lab. And usually what happens is that we model this fireball being expanding in different geometries in space-time. And we consider a surface, which is called a free cell surface, at which point geometrically we convert the fluid of energy and momentum that is inside this ball in particles. We hadronize the system. And counting the number of particles gives us an estimate of entropy. And what we do is we find out that entropy is best described with the Salis distribution. And this Q power you use, we call it the entropy index. And what we find out in our systems is that this entropy index changes with the temperature at which a hypersurface converts particles. So my question actually relates the previous question. I was actually wanted to know whether this Salis behavior, this generalization of the probability distribution had something to do with geometry. So it wasn't the same question that was already asked, in the sense that we somehow the properties of this hypersurface we use at the theoretical level gives a better understanding of the number of particles in momenta that we count at the detector level with a Salis distribution rather than a Boltzmann distribution. But this was just I thank you for your talk, and I sort of thank you again for the previous answer, because this was connected to that. That's all.
Perhaps you can keep the answer short, and we move the rest of the discussion to the REMO.
Yeah, I think so. For Boltzmann entropy, so related to evolution equation is a heat equation. So for Thales entropy, so related to PDE is called the porous medium equation. Maybe this is related to your question, I think.
Yeah. I guess this is a very interesting note on which we can end this talk. Thank you again, Azuka.
Thank you.
And